Dr. John Shirley, who turns 95 next month, was just 18 years old when he went to serve in World War II.
I was drafted. It was kind of expected.
He served in the 3rd Infantry Division in Italy, France, and Germany, and he helped liberate France. His daughter, Jean Otto, pushes her hero father in a wheelchair.
He got the $1 million wound and took him out of battle 3 months in the wintertime, right at the end of World War II. So when he came back, they were doing the battle for Nuremberg.
This proud daughter knows the stories well, even as her father's memory fades.
Got a Purple Heart, Silver Star, and 2 bronze medals for valor on the battlefield.
3rd Infantry Division.
Yeah, they have their own motto song. Dad, remember that song they sing every morning when you got up? I wouldn't give a bean
to be a fancy pants marine. Right? I'd rather be a dog face like I am.
This dog face has an infectious smile.
He was the mayor of Livermore, 1963 to 65, and he was the first veterinarian in Livermore Valley.
Quite the legacy. At the other end of the spectrum is 20-something Brandon Freed with a life ahead of him.
I served in the Navy. Just got out. Jumping back into the studies, it's been quite the transition.
Freed is getting his education paid for thanks to the GI Bill, which began in World War II, and this year marks its 75th year. He's getting his general ed out of the way at Las Positas College, and it's been an adjustment.
Coming back into society has been a little bit difficult, and yeah, there's more freedoms, which is good.
Freedom, after all, is why these men served across the generations, and we salute you. In Livermore, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.